Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. It's just you and me. I want to talk about I'll talk about where we've been, but much more about where we're going. And I'll remind you. Let's review just a little bit. That, you know, prior to 2009, December of 08, I talked about, you know, the scary year that we were going to have in 09, and I told you to operate for survival, get into a survival mode, and everybody did that. If you didn't do that, then you failed. And some people who did it still failed. You know, it was a tough year for a lot of people, but it wasn't tough for everybody. And as the year progressed, a lot of things started changing, and we came out of the recession in the summer. Technically, we entered the recovery, and even though for a lot of people the recovery doesn't feel like a recovery right now, if you've got a small business and sales are off and you don't have any pricing power, you're still having a discount and you're having trouble being profitable and keeping cash flow going, you know, it's still a tough time. It's cold comfort to know that the recession is over, technically. But regardless, we made it through 09. You opened your doors 2010, hopefully. If you didn't, keep listening, because we're going to redeem you over time. You can take another shot at it. But we're in 2010, and this is a new age that we're entering. The challenges and the opportunities are going to look different. But the fundamentals are not changing. There are fundamentals about operating your business in 2010 that haven't changed. And so that's all. Those are all elements that you've got to, that you and I both have to incorporate into the new things that we're learning, the new things that we're seeing, the way challenges are looking today, the way opportunities are looking today. We've still got to find a way to commingle, to incorporate the fundamentals that are tried and true, that haven't changed in thousands of years, and won't change for thousands of years. We've got to focus on those while we're allowing the new things, like social media, for example, like incorporating social media into your marketing plan. That's one example of something new, something pretty darn new in terms of the way we do it. Now, you've heard me say before that face-to-face is the original social media, right? But still, there's new stuff out there. There's new ways of reaching people. So that's something new that we've got to do. But we've got to blend that in with the fundamentals, and that's what we're gonna talk about today. And so what I've got here, I've got five things. If you remember, I talked about operating for survival, but as the year went by, as 09 went by, I said, okay, we need to make sure that we also plan for success. So I've got some operate for survival ideas that we still have to stick with, and we'll always stick with these. And then I'm going to talk about some planning for success ideas. The first, operate for survival. And folks, this is as fundamental as it gets, and that is, cash used to be the king. Today it's the emperor. Now, I said that in a speech not long ago, and some wisecracking lawyer in the audience said, "What's the difference between a king and an emperor?" The point I'm trying to make is, I'm assuming that the emperor trumps the king. And that's the way I'm using it. So I'm just trying to point out that from a standpoint of cash management, it's always been essential that you watch your cash. But today and for the foreseeable future, it's even more important than ever before. You've got to make sure you hold your expenses down as much as possible, without risking, missing growth opportunities. You got to find out what, you got to make sure that you're watching your pennies as much as you can. Remember, folks, if you watch your pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. Go take a quick break. When we come back, I got more Operate for Survival ideas and followed by some Planning for Success ideas. That's coming up right after this break. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame here in Chicago to take us out.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there. My blog, my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there. Archives of past interviews, thousands of those. Articles I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, thousands of those. Our Brain Trust members, almost thousands of those. Almost a couple thousand of those. And lots of stuff there. More than any place else you'll find in the world. And so check it out, and we'll send our newsletter to you every Sunday afternoon if you'll subscribe. All we need is your email address, so check that out. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. I'm talking about Operate for Survival tips right now. And the previous segment, I was talking about cash. Cash is no longer just the king. It's now the emperor. We've promoted cash to a higher rank. And, folks, I'm telling you, just watch the cash, which leads me to my next point. Stay close to accounts receivable and cash management. As I said earlier, many tasks can and should be delegated as a small business owner. Especially in a tough economy, however, cash management is not one of them. You folks, make sure that you realize if you're the one whose backside is on the line, for the contracts, for keeping the doors open, for making payroll, whatever it may be, you're the one that has to make sure that you have enough cash. And so this is where I mentioned this in the previous segment with Dan Rome. You've heard me talk about this many times before. You should be managing your cash in the account, of course, but you really should in your checking account. But you really should be managing your accounts receivable, and staying close to where the money is going to be coming from, when is somebody going to be coming in. But you should also be paying attention to your cash flow statement, your cash flow projections going forward. I really encourage you to build a spreadsheet, a 12-month spreadsheet of cash, for cash. That's exactly right. You'll have a beginning balance of cash. You'll have an ending balance of cash on the top and the bottom and everything in between. And it'll flow through. And if you build it right, and they're not difficult to build. They're actually pretty easy. If you build it right, then you can keep using it over and over and over again. And it will show you, as you get a little better at projecting activity, it will show you when you're going to need cash. Either you're going to have to go out and sell some more or collect some more, or you're going to have to borrow some money. And you may have to do some or all of those things during any given year. It's just the way things work. So be sure that you're managing the receivables. You're paying attention to the receivables. And that you've got some kind of a cash projection system set up, so you know where you're going and when you're going to need money. If you wait until you need the money and it's an accident, it slips up on you, and then you go talk to your banker, which we're going to talk about that a banker in a little bit, then you're going to wait too late. So stay close to receivables and manage that cash. Number three, declare war on excess inventory. Inventory is cash you can't spend. It's your cash. If you have inventory, it's your money that you spent to get that inventory, and you can't spend that money. You can't use that money for anything else until a customer takes that inventory off your hands and then pays you. And then pays you for that money. Now, for millennia, this is one thing that's not brand new, but it's fairly new in the time continuum with the marketplace. There is one thing new called just-in-time inventory. For millennia, inventory practices was basically a just-in-case kind of thing. I'm going to have this inventory just in case you need it. How many times have you seen the advertisement? The largest lighting inventory, the largest tire inventory, the largest carpet inventory in the Tri-County area. Right? You heard that, right? Well, that's old stuff, folks, because people are not loading up their warehouses. The smart small business owners are not building bigger warehouses. They're finding ways to get the product from the holding warehouse, from their supplier's warehouse, to the customer quicker, rather than how to store it for them in their warehouse. Inventory is a very expensive thing to have, and you don't want to have any more of it than you have to. And it's another way of managing cash. So practice just-in-time inventory. That's the key, folks. One of the keys to success in the 21st century. And number four, make your banker your recovery partner. I can't tell you how important my banker has been to me. That's the reason why I do business with independent community bankers. And folks, you've got to keep your banker informed. An uninformed banker is a scared banker. And nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. Tell your banker the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let them know what's going on. You got to do that. You got to make sure that your customer, that your bankers know what's going on. Tell them if sales are off, sales are good. Cash is off, cash is good. Profits are up, profits are down. Whatever's going on, tell them what's going on, and make them your partner. Let them help you. That's the best way to get a banker to help you when you need it, is to make them your partner. And let your banker be your business's best friend, regardless of which bank you're dealing with. And if your banker does not want to be your business's best friend, then you know what you got to do, right? You got to find a new banker. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're continuing to talk about operating for survival tips. And the last one of the five, the first one is cash is king. The second one is stay close to receivables and manage your cash with a spreadsheet. The third one is declare war on excess inventory. Fourth was make your banker your partner. And the fifth one, which I'm going to do right now, is, and folks, this is as classic as they come. This is as old as swapping shells in the marketplace. Stay close to customers. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not complicated. Ask customers what they want and then give it to them. Remember what you've heard me say before. We are in the age of the customer. The customer has complete, they now have more than ever before, the customer now has complete control over your relationship. They know everything that you know, and sometimes more. They do. It's just you got to get over it. And so you got to stay close to customers, and you got to make sure you're talking to them. You can't talk at them. You can't market to them alone. You've got to have dialogue. You got to get close to them. All right, those are the five operate for survivals. Here are the three plan for success. Eyes wide open. Number one, eyes wide open. The marketplace we're entering is going to look a lot different from the one we operated in prior to 2009. That means opportunities will look different, and challenges and opportunities are going to look different. Everything. So you got to keep your eyes open. Don't get stuck in one particular paradigm about how what an opportunity should look like. Don't get stuck in one paradigm, in an old paradigm, about what a challenge is supposed to look like. What you used to think was an opportunity might now become dangerous for you. What you used to think was dangerous for you might now be an opportunity. All bets are off, ladies and gentlemen. As Joel Barker, who's going to be with us in the next hour, as he would tell you, we've been in paradigm. We've experienced paradigm shifts, and when the paradigm shift, that means everything goes back to zero, and nothing is as it was, and that's where we are in many, many ways. So, planning for success, eyes wide open. Number two, measure twice, cut once. Before you make any big growth steps, use the carpenter's rule of construction. Measure twice, cut once. Don't scrimp on the due diligence, my friends. Check your position. Check your assumptions. Recheck your assumptions. And then proceed with the best information you have, which might be that you should stop. That's right. Sometimes you do the best you can. You collect the information. And I know you're moving toward a yes. I know you're moving toward, you know, not whether we should do this or not, but how we should do it. But maybe sometimes the due diligence is telling you, stop. It's saying no. Believe, when that happens, if you've measured twice and cut once, if you've checked your assumptions and rechecked your assumptions, and the information is pointing to no. Believe that. You've done your homework. You've accomplished your goal, which was to find the answer. Now, I'm sorry if you don't like the answer, but that's what you got to pay attention to. Believe your work. Number three, and this ties in perfectly with that, mistakes are expensive. Can your capital picture support the inevitable mistakes and or surprises that you're going to have when you try a new venture? Can they? There's a very, very fine line. Remember this, folks. There's a very fine line separating opportunity at the leading edge and you know what out on the cash-eating, bleeding edge. The leading edge is exciting and it can be wildly profitable. But it's right next to, a hair's breadth away from the bleeding edge, which is not so exciting and is very dangerous, very painful, and fraught with lots of peril. So mistakes are expensive. Mistakes cost you money. Make sure that when you make a mistake, and you will, make sure that when you have those surprises, and you will, that you have them in such a way that it doesn't take you down. Think about that as you try to see growth opportunities for 2010. Those are some of my thoughts. Remember, operate for survival. We've got to keep doing that in 2010, but also all the while planning for success. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. In the meantime, let me remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.